You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I'm so excited to be here with you. We've just wrapped up our four-week coaching program. It's been epic. We're probably going to do some kind of an extension on it. We're probably going to be launching some things moving forward in the future that if you missed on the last one, we'll have other opportunities coming. But guys, I'm thrilled to see the community of women, the strong leaders that are already involved in it, that are just seeing their potential and seeing their opportunities and seeing things fresh and new. It's just been inspiring, and I've been honored and humbled to ride alongside of some of these great, great women. But today I want to talk to you about something. Valentine's Day. Here we are, Valentine's Day, the month of February. And the month of February to me used to be something that I used to dread. And I say to you, we've all got these spots, right? I hated Valentine's Day because, again, guys, like, not that I never had dates and things like that, but I did not find Steve until I was 33. So I had all those years of feeling like a big old loser. I felt like a loser. Every time Valentine's Day would roll around, I'm like, oh, it hurt me. It pained me. And maybe you're like, Amy, that is drama. No, guys, everyone has their spots. And it was just a pain point for me. And so there is a principle that I live my life by, and I've always lived my life by it, and I continue to live my life by it, and it's a transforming principle. And that principle is this: sow where you want to go. And that principle will change your life. That principle will move you from the pit to the palace. That principle will move you from barrenness to fruitfulness. That principle will move you. It will move you. It will move you. And it will change the trajectory of your life. I say that with such confidence. I say it with such boldness because it is a foundational core for me. So where I want to go. I've talked about it. I talk about it all the time. I don't necessarily use those words all the time, but let me explain it. So I used to hate Valentine's Day because I felt lonely. I felt I would just sit there and think, oh, I would romanticize like Valentine's Day. Like, oh, you know, oh, it'd be so great. Flowers and great, you know, jewelry and dinner and surprises and, you know, diamonds and all this stuff, right? I would think that. I'm being really vulnerable, guys. Anyway, I would think that. And then every year I'd be like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, yeah. I mean, all these people in my office would have all these flowers coming in and these exciting engagements and all this stuff that was wrapped around it. And I would just feel such lack and loneliness. Maybe your issue isn't that Valentine's Day, but maybe your issue is the holidays. Maybe it's just someone else having something that you used to have and you don't have anymore. Maybe it's you're sitting in a divorce situation and you didn't see it coming. You didn't expect it. You didn't want it. And yet you find yourself sitting in that barrenness and that loneliness. Maybe you didn't see yourself not having the job, and you didn't see yourself losing that opportunity, and it's not the life that you imagined. You're sitting here with disillusionment, or you're sitting here in discouragement. This is what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about your path forward is to move forward and to sow into other people's lives. So every Valentine's Day, I still make this a practice, guys. I would go buy flowers, I would buy chocolates, I would buy gifts, I would put gift bags together, and I would go give gifts of those things to people that had lost spouses, to people I thought might be lonely, everywhere I thought there might be a potential pain point, a recent death, someone just recently widowed, right? I would go and I would give them, I would just go try to brighten their day, put a smile on their face, take roses, chocolate. Do anything I could to celebrate them and tell them how much I loved them and cared about them. And I was grateful for them. Guys, I would drive around so many times on Valentine's Day and just do that. I would go to the stores. I would go do that. I was very intentional about that. Yet I walked in barrenness in that area of my life for a lot of years. Yet I continued to say, I'm going to sow into it. So many years, I would talk to friends of mine or couples that I knew that the man, they would have given anything to have a date night, right? And I would get them. I'm like, hey, let me get a babysitter. I'll pay for your babysitter. I'll pay for you guys to go have dinner. Go have a date. there are times I've sent people on trips to like Galena, like just different trips. Like, hey, go experience something different right now. And I would do that all in the midst of my own walking through barrenness. And I'm telling you, that is a foundational key to getting out of the current situation that you're in. I even like the year before I met Steve, I actually had gone on a fast because I was really like, Lord, where do you want? And not that fasting moves God, but it does put you in a position where you hear more clear and you can think clearly and you respond more clearly. It moves the human being. It doesn't move God. But I was on a fast and I'm like, okay, I went down and I said, I'll go babysit my nephews so that my sister and her husband could go have a date on Valentine's Day. And I was babysitting my nephews and I was putting them to bed. And I sat there and I was like, man, I was so upset. I'm like, God, I always try to be good to other people. I always try to sow in and meet the needs of other people. How long is this going to be like this? You know? And literally within like 3 or 4 weeks of that entire experience, that whole fast, it led to so many cool things, which I'll talk about at another time. But I unraveled some deep things on the inside of me, some agreements that I'd made with barrenness with my own words. And when I broke the power of those things through the revelation that I gained on the fast, like Steve came into my life and he is such a gift to me. Like the reality of it is, you know, if anyone knows me, I'm kind of a force and I can be challenging for a lot of people. And Steve lets me be me, yet I have boundaries. Like I know how far I can push him and he is a bullhead. And I say that with the greatest respect. He's a bullhead and I need a bullhead, right? I need someone who's not going to I can just run over. So he looks super nice. He is handsome. He looks super nice, but believe me, there's boundaries. So I'm aware of them and I appreciate them. So anyway, but I never would have had that if I would not have sown where I wanted to go. I've walked through seasons of barrenness. When I was single, I decided to throw a shower for a friend of mine getting married. Steve and I are walking through, you know, some challenges like with fertility issues and stuff. Like that was a season that I'm like, okay, sow into those families, have a baby shower. And here's the thing, guys, when you're walking through those pain points, if you can just sow into somebody, celebrate someone else's win, celebrate someone else getting the victory. Guys, if you're in a financial difficult season, right? If you're struggling financially, you just lost a job and you're seeing your best friend get promoted, sit in your sorrow for a second. And then literally go cheer them on. Go cheer them on. Go be exactly, go do, go cheer, go support. I'm telling you guys, go do that. Sow where you want to go and it will change your life. That's a principle for me. Sow where I want to go. I've done it with my real estate business. I've cheerleaded the top agents in the market when I first got in the business, the top agents. You know what? Most people wanted to take them out. Guess what I did? I sent them flowers. I sent them gift cards. I called them, said, man, you had a killer month. I celebrated their success because I know the principle of sowing where I want to go. Eventually, I want to be sitting in those seats. Eventually, there are things happening because I celebrate and I recognize it that I'm going to start to attract those same kinds of things to my life. Right? I'm so grateful that Valentine's Day is not a thing for me anymore. That's the funny thing. I don't even really care about it anymore. It's not a place of pain, right? But I remember years of it feeling like a place of pain, it felt raw, like, oh, I don't have that. And maybe it's not that big of a deal in today's environment, but it used to seem like it was a big deal, right? I used to feel the pain of loneliness. I used to not really love. I kind of like, oh, holiday weekend, a long weekend in the summer. Oh, I'd have dread about it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a third wheel. Oh, I'm just going to be hanging with a bunch of people. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I'm going to be alone a lot. I would have so many seasons like that, guys. It's kind of embarrassing to tell you that. But you know what I would do? I would go find someone in a worse situation than me. Maybe they were lonely. Maybe they had just lost a spouse. And I would say, man, can I take you out to dinner? Can I get you dinner? Can I do something for you? And I would look for opportunities like that. I would look for opportunities to bless other people. I would look for opportunities to make other people's day. So I celebrated and championed and cheerleaded on people that were in a position that I wanted to be in. Let me provide the date for you. Let me provide the meal for you. Let me use what I have to sow into something that I want. Right? I took what I personally had. That's a key, guys. I took what I had and I sowed it into what I wanted. Right? Where did I want to go? I did that with agents in my market. I did that with people that had beautiful, wonderful families. I did that when I was just starting out and I didn't have a lot of money, and I would go out for dinner and I'd see a family sitting there that didn't have a financial issue. Maybe they're actually doing awesome. Maybe they're really, you know, they were super successful, and I would buy their dinner. They didn't need me to buy their dinner. I needed to buy their dinner. It wasn't about them. It was about me. And I so believe in that law of sowing where you want to go. It will take you out of the pit and it will put you in different locations. And every time I've done that, I do it on the daily. I feel like every time I see those things, I go back, and part of being whole as a person is going back and continuing to heal parts of you that, you know, were just kind of off, right? Like, so I still, to this day, I go back and I have sensitivity to things of pain points that I've walked through, that I don't even know the feeling of those things anymore. Guys, I was abundantly blessed, doubly blessed with twins, right? But I walked through a season where I thought, man, yeah, that's never going to be my portion. I guess this, Steve and I will be awesome aunts and uncles, and that'll just be it. And that's just going to be my life. And okay. And I would just suck it up. But that still, that haunting of really, it would be there, that agony, that barrenness, even though I had a really fulfilling life. I've always loved my career. I've loved what I do, and I have had fun with what I've done. Thank God. Thank God I had that, because I've always enjoyed it, right? I love people. But those areas of barrenness. And now I look and I'm like, I don't even ever have those feelings anymore. I love long weekends. I love family time. I celebrate where I'm at. I'm grateful for my marriage. I'm grateful for my family. And here's the thing, when you've walked through those things, is my marriage perfect? Is my family perfect? Is everything perfect? No, there is no such thing. But I have such gratitude for the fact, and I don't take it for granted, because I've walked through lonely seasons. I understand what it's like to be alone. I understand what it's like to not have kids. I understand what it's like to buy real estate and buy houses and do financial transactions single. I understand it. Every time I see someone in that spot, I want to go out of my way to be good to them, to help them, to assist them emotionally and any other way I can, right? Because I understand what that feels like to sit at that table and to do it on your own and to have the weight of responsibility on your own. Guys, I look at recently divorced people, or not even just recently divorced people, you know, single moms with kids, and the pain that they carry, the sensitivities that they carry, the barrenness that they carry. And I'm always sensitive to that stuff. And I'm not saying that they all do, but I'm just saying, when you go from being married and now all of a sudden you find yourself divorced and you find yourself, man, as a solo parent most of the time, wow, things feel different. And so, like, I'm sensitive to those things because, again, takes me back to when I was single, right? How can I help them? Oh, they don't have a spouse to celebrate them on Valentine's Day. I'll celebrate them. It's definitely not as good as having a spouse celebrate them, but at least I'm going to reach out there and show them I love them. So this is the perfect balance in life, and this is the perfect way out. I'm always sowing where I want to go. And if you can see me on video, I have my hand in the air, right? It's up. And I'm always, and now I have my other hand down, I'm always lifting someone else up. I'm sowing where I want to go, and I'm lifting another. I'm sowing where I want to go, and I'm lifting another. That is the path forward. That is the path where barren areas become full. I don't look at my life anymore with barrenness. I'm like, I am incredibly blessed. I am incredibly blessed, and I know so much of it has been these principles. Principles of sowing where I want to go and reaching my hand back and bringing others forward with me. Bringing other people forward that have pain points and sensitivities that I recognize, going back and lifting them. Guys, that is the beautiful thing in life. That's the area of life that you're going to say, man, that's where significance starts to come into play. Like, man, there's been significant impact that you have the ability to make, because you know what? People know when you identify with them. They sense something different when there's true compassion. And most of the time you can't really walk in true compassion unless you've lived it, unless you've walked through it, right? So the path forward is the path back. Healed, bring forth people forward, heal broken areas there with people, right? And then always be sowing to where you want to go. Always be projecting that, be gifting, be appreciating, even with your thoughts. So much of sowing where you want to go is a mental ascent. I'm going to celebrate their victories. I'm going to celebrate their wins. I'm not going to sit in the ugly seat of jealousy. I'm not going to sit in the ugly seat of comparison. I'm going to celebrate their win. In fact, I'm going to send them a gift card tonight and then congratulate them. I'm going to send them flowers and tell them, you're awesome. Keep rocking. Like, celebrate people that are winning when you're in the trenches and you feel like you're losing. Much easier said than done. But I'm telling you, if you'll just override your emotions and go celebrate them, I promise you those people out there, no one's talking to them like that. Those people up there that are succeeding and doing and moving the needle, no one does that for them. Everyone sits in the seat of jealousy, shoots, you know, bad shots at them, talks negative about them, tries to look for the crack in their hedge to see where they might fall. Guys, when you can celebrate someone who's achieving, when you can celebrate someone who has what you want, when you truly do that, I'm telling you, it is the needle mover in life, and it is the path forward. So I take you all the way around the circle of this all started, and this principle was ingrained in me when I walked through that barrenness all during the Valentine seasons. Like that literally taught me. And I don't even know how I even knew to do it other than I'd pray about it and I would feel led to give. I'd feel led to go do this. I'd feel led to go do that. And I know that today, that the path forward for any kind of healing, if I wake up in a funk, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go give and I'm going to go give and I'm going to go give and I'm going to go give. If I have some things going on that I don't like, I'm going to go try to impact another person in a positive way. I'm going to go try to be a bright light to somebody else, because I know the path of healing is serving another human being. The path of healing is lighting someone else's path, is being a bright light to somebody else. So in this season, I just say this to you to have an awareness that, you know, not everything is all joyful for everybody. And if you can go back and heal somebody, you can go back and lift somebody, man, the world changes. And so I'm cheering you on today. If you're stuck, that's an easy way to unstuck yourself. Just go give to somebody else, right? If you're in the pit, you're in the funk, maybe you're having a hard time, there's always something that you have. There's a seed that you already have that you can go sow, and it'll change the trajectory of your life. You have something in your hand that you can do that'll move the lever in your life. I've used it many times. I use it daily. I'm always like, I have something in my hand to give. I have something. It's a word of encouragement. It's a smile. It's time. It's money. It's whatever it is that can move the needle forward in my life. That gift, that pay it forward, that sow it forward, that give it forward, needle mover, game changer, situation changer, perspective shifter. It's a game changer, guys. So as always, I'm cheering you on. I'm celebrating you. I'm grateful for you. If this podcast has made any impact on you, I'd love to hear from you. I'm easily reached on all my different social platforms. You can see it. So I appreciate you guys. Have a great, great, great week, and I'll see you next week.